Welcome back to the Eastern Echo Podcast. Today is the last episode for 2019, but don't worry, we'll be back in the new year to continue bringing you the news. On today's episode, we will be discussing Ann Arbor City Council decision to approve two affordable housing developments. We'll also be discussing the fall commencement ceremony and how EMU's LGBTQ Resource Center honors the lives of transgender individuals. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and you're listening to the Eastern Echo Podcast. On November 18th, Ann Arbor City Council approved two affordable housing developments intended to help with the housing inequality in Ann Arbor. The resolution that was passed by the council will amend downtown zoning laws. This issue was first brought to the council's attention in 2015. Back then, the council promised to add 150 affordable rental units every year until 2035. But since 2015, there has only been 50 affordable rental units added to Ann Arbor's metro area. Ann Arbor Metro is the eighth most economically segregated metro area in the United States. On November 20th at McKinney Hall, the LGBTQ Resource Center hosted the Transgender Day of Remembrance, or TDOR. This celebration honors the lives of transgender people and trans women of color who have passed away this year. TDOR first began 20 years ago when a black trans woman, Rita Hester, was murdered in Alston, Massachusetts. Local media at the time didn't respect Rita's life or identity. A year later, Gwendolyn Ann Smith founded TDOR. Here's what you can look forward to this week. Today, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. in room 219 of Prairie Herald, Anya Kiefer will be delivering her lecture titled, What is a Woman? Kiefer will attempt to answer this question while simultaneously respecting the gender identities of transgender individuals and advocating women's liberation. This event is free and LBC approved. On Tuesday, activist, lecturer, writer, and award-winning documentary filmmaker Byron Hurt will be delivering a presentation titled Locker Room Talk or Toxic Masculinity. This event will be taking place in the Student Center Ballroom from 7 to 9 p.m. This event is free and open to the public, but is not LBC approved for students. For information, you can go to our webpage or contact Susan L. Wood. You can reach Susan at swood18@emish.edu or call 734-487-1107. If you're thinking about becoming an event coordinator or hospitality professional, then you don't want to miss the tour of the Eagle Crest Hotel and Resort on Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. This event is free to the public, but is not LBC approved. If you are interested in participating in this event, you can visit their website, EagleCrestResort.com, or contact Wes Bilvins at WBLEVINS@EagleCrestResort.com. Stay Frosty is taking place at Quirk Spongberg Theater from 4 to 5 p.m. on Thursday. This event is an opportunity for students to perform and explore their acting aspirations. The session is free and is LBC approved. For information about this workshop, you can contact Calliston Coburn at ccoburn4@emish.edu. This Friday, EMU will honor students of color and their accomplishments at the Multicultural Graduation Celebration. The ceremony is taking place at Pease Auditorium from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. This event is sponsored by the Center of Race and Ethnicity and the Department of Diversity and Community Involvement. The registration page to participate in the graduation is now closed, but if you still have questions about registering, you can email core_dci@emish.edu. On Saturday, December 14th, the Holiday Candlelight Concert will be taking place at Pease Auditorium from 7:30 to 8:45 p.m. The concert will feature performances from students, faculty, staff, and community members performing Christmas and holiday music. Tickets for this event cost $10 and can be purchased at eventbrite.com. The concert is LBC approved. If you can't make it Saturday, there will also be an encore presentation on December 15th at the Detroit Orchestra Hall at 3:30. The Convocation Center will be packed on Sunday for fall commencement. The ceremony starts at 9:30 a.m. Graduating students have to pick up their tickets for their family and friends prior to the ceremony. Students can pick up their tickets at the Convocation Center or the Student Center. In sports news, EMU men's basketball team beat Valparaiso University with a final score of 85-79. On December 10th at the Convocation Center, EMU women's basketball team faces Purdue Fort Wayne. The game starts at 2 p.m. And last but not least, we'll be cheering on the football team in their bowl game against the Pittsburgh Panthers in the Quick Lanes Bowl at Ford Field. The game starts at 8 p.m. on December 26th. Thank you to all of our listeners who tune in and listen every week. On behalf of the entire Eastern Echo podcast family, I would like to wish everyone a happy holidays and a happy new year. We'll be back in 2020 with an updated news briefing and more stories straight from our EMU and IPSI community. For the last time in 2019, this is your host, Liz Horniak, signing off.
The Eastern Echo podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kabunsug and produced by Riley Barnsdale. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo podcast.